Also on Wednesday, Israel reported striking, quote, in the area of the Syrian regime's presidential palace and several armored vehicles that were headed to the Druze area of Sweida, as well as additional strikes on tanks and pickup trucks loaded with heavy machine guns, which were also on their way to the Druze area. Syria's foreign ministry released a statement on X saying they condemned Israel's strikes in Damascus as well as in Sweida. Israel's foreign minister urged Syria to, quote,
If the regime in Damascus does not come to its senses, it will ultimately move away from all the main goals it has set for itself, primarily governance and economic prosperity. Therefore, it would be good for it to come to its senses and to restore order.
Members of the Druze community live in Israel as well. On Wednesday, hundreds of Israeli Druze went to the Syrian border and some even crossed into Syria.
We feel very weak because we see our brothers, families, our home and people being killed there for no reason, only because they are Druze.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said people who cross the border are interfering with Israel's military operations in Syria.
We are acting to save our Druze brothers and to eliminate the regime's gangs. And now I have one request from you. You are citizens of Israel. Do not cross the border. You are endangering your lives. You could be killed. You could be kidnapped.